Jensen. Welcome back to the Dad and Sons Talking Sports and Stuff podcast.
What's up, Rye? We're back. And it's just two hosts tonight.
Yep.
It's just Ryan and Dad. Leo just doesn't feel like doing it. And here we are. It's been a while. How are you, bud?
Pretty good.
All right. What's our topic tonight?
So we're going to do almost, it's kind of like a fantasy football draft. You choose quarterback, two running backs, two wide receivers, a tight end, a flex, a kicker, a defense, and we're adding in an O-line.
An O, like the whole offensive line unit?
The whole offensive line. It's not just player by
Okay. Is this what I've seen you like watch on like YouTube or whatnot? Is this like a viral thing?
Yeah.
Okay, and can I pick the same guys you're picking?
No, or, no, we're doing like a draft.
So we're competing.
Yes, we're competing. Whoever has the best team wins.
All right, so let me ask you this, though. If, like, am I trying to pick somebody who's good for this upcoming week? Or is it just, like, this whole season? Or is it all time? Like, what's my context to my pick?
It's this whole season.
All right, so current players this season.
Current players this season.
Like, not who they're matched up against in fantasy,
nope.
Just, like, who I think would be the best.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you're on. I'm going to win. It's going to be nothing.
All right, quarterback.
Quarterback, all right.
Do you want first pick?
No, you got it.
Okay. I'm going to take Jalen Hurts.
Jalen Hurts, okay. Well,
good I'm, fantasy.
I mean, I guess, but I thought we were just winning games.
Oh, I'm going to take Patrick Mahomes, sorry.
Okay, I talked myself out of that. Well, I'm going to take the one and only Mac Jones.
Are you being serious?
No, unfortunately, he's not very good.
Yeah, it was like...
He won this week, beat Buffalo.
Beat Buffalo.
Not taking Josh Allen, tell that much. I will take... God, winning games.
Joe Burrow?
He's been struggling this year. But no, I'll take... Overall, I'll take Joe Burrow, yeah.
Okay.
He's my quarterback.
All right, running backs now.
Running backs. Do I get two running backs? One.
Two.
Okay. You're up. Go ahead.
No, it's a snake draft.
It's snake, so I'm up?
Mm-hmm.
Then you got to go Christian McCaffrey. Yeah, you have to. Yeah. I mean, he's been the best back this year.
All right.
Who do you have at running back?
I'm going to take, his health is iffy, but I'm going to go Austin Ekeler.
Yeah, he, as a fantasy owner of his, he's been a struggle this year. He's been a struggle. All right. So then we're into wide receiver one?
No, we both need to get two.
Two running backs. Okay, you're up now.
I'm going to take Derrick Henry.
Okay. Derrick Henry. Who's the young kid in Miami that's going for like a million yards?
A Kane?
I'm going to take a Kane. Is he healthy?
No, he's injured.
I just feel like he's injured. I said, is he healthy? So you said no. All right, I'll go with Mostert then because I feel like anyone in Miami right now is putting up points.
Yeah.
So I'll go with Mostert.
All right, wide receiver one, you are up.
I think you have to go Tyreek Hill, but now I'm worried I took too many Dolphins. But yeah, I'll go Tyreek Hill.
Are you serious? Are you being completely serious?
Yeah.
Tyreek Hill?
Yeah, why? I don't know.
Not like Justin Jefferson?
The guy that's hurt for probably the rest of the season?
I know, yeah. I'm going to take Jamar Chase.
All right. So we got there. So you're up again. How many receivers are we taking?
Two.
Two, okay. Who do you have for your second receiver?
This is tough. But I think I'm going to go, oh my God, I cannot think of, let's just go Justin Jefferson.
I mean, if he's healthy, I totally agree with you. I mean, he's a fantastic receiver, so I totally get that. I'm going to go, because he's back, and I think he's going to get back to his normal, like, numbers ways. I'm going to go Cooper Kupp.
Ooh, I completely forgot about him.
Yeah.
Completely.
You know what, a guy I was thinking about, because he's so solid, is Amon St. Brown. It's just like he puts up...
Amon St. Brown?
I don't know. Is that how you say his name?
It's actually... I think it's pronounced Amon-Ra.
Okay. Well, he's a good player. All right. What are we up next? What are we... Tight end?
Tight end, yeah.
I mean, and I'm up?
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to have to take Kelsey. Okay. I don't like it, but I will.
I'll take Mark Andrews. That's quick.
Yeah, that was quick. Yeah. Kind of had to come out to... It was like the two Flex. Obvious ones. Flex. Oh, you're
so
up.
So it can be a wide receiver, a tight end, or a running back.
Huh. Okay, go ahead.
I'm trying to, think of every team. Think of which players, are good.
Yeah, which players are good.
Yeah.
All right, Cole, who you got?
This is a random one. I'm going to go Nico Collins.
Super random, and he's having a good year. I mean, well, he's had a few good weeks.
So a good year.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Huh.
All right, you're up. Should've gone TJ Hawkinson.
What?
No, I'm kidding.
Okay, I'm going to go... Is it DeAndre Swift?
Yeah. Oh.
Is he running back in Philly?
Yeah, running back on
but
Philly.
But I don't, but maybe I want A.J. Brown instead if we're going flex. Maybe. I'll go Swift.
Okay.
All right. So back to me for defense, or is this O-line?
This is defense.
I don't know how I'm going to do O-line. All right, defense. You know, my strategy in fantasy has been to just change defenses every week to just pick up the team that's going to probably turn the ball over the most, to play against the bad offense, which has mostly been the Patriots, which has been frustrating. But I'll go... You know what? Pittsburgh, I think, is an underrated defense with a lot of good pass rushers. And I think they make plays. I'm going to go with Pittsburgh.
Okay, you just made a bad mistake. I'm going to take San Francisco.
Oh, my God. That was dumb of me. Why? Why did I not pick San Fran? Oh, my God. All right. You're up. O-line. I mean, this...
Going kicker now.
Kicker?
No. O-line, then kicker. Okay.
All right. O-line. Go
O-line.
Ahead.
I'm going to take... Definitely not going to take the Pats O-line.
No.
It is, actually scary. I would
just rather pick a college offensive line.
I'll take Dallas's offensive line.
Yeah, I was going to say, I feel like they have a reputation of being a good offensive line. I don't even know, I don't know the ratings. I don't know. I have no idea. I feel like I'll take Philly's offensive line. Because they always just push the quarterback forward for an extra few yards. So I'm going to go Philly.
Okay.
Okay.
Kicker.
Kicker. Yeah. You know who you got to go with. I'm up.
Tucker?
No, I'm going to go kicker the dicker. No, I didn't mean to say it that way. We just delete this out. I'm dicker the kicker. All right, that was bad. All right. Yeah, the professional kicker for the Chargers. What's his first name?
I have no clue.
I don't know either. All right, who are you picking? Let's just move on quickly. Quickly, come on, move.
I'll take Daniel Carlson from the Raiders.
Okay, that was the mature pick, yes. All right, are we taking anyone else? Are we done?
No, we're done.
All right, that's it. All right, anything else before we sign off?
That was the weirdest thing I've ever heard you say.
Yeah. That was immature of me and probably inappropriate, so
we're going to post it.
Yeah, I want to listen back. Maybe not. I don't know. Bye.